Wake up the right way. The Anna and Raven Show.
What age do your kids start to think you're embarrassing? Help me figure this out. I just saw this study and it said that kids are most embarrassed of their parents when their parents sing. When they sing in public or they sing in the car.
Okay.
What? Mm. Why? What's the big deal? We all sing together. So I thought I would ask my girls.
Well, I mean, that's part of the dorky part of it. We all sing together.
Yeah, it's fun.
Okay.
Girls, it says that a majority of kids find their parents to be embarrassing. Dakota, are you embarrassed when mommy sings?
No.
Do you like my singing?
Yes.
Oh, good. Do I do anything embarrassing?
No.
Well, how old are you?
6.
Yeah. I'm completely normal. I'm the coolest mom in the whole world.
Yeah.
In the world. I'm an excellent singer.
Okay. For context, though, I mean, she is 6. It's sometimes she'll completely, you know, disregard you, ignore you, and run away from you. So, I mean, is she really taking the weight of the question? I'm not sure, but okay.
And Hayden, how old are you?
16.
What? Do you think mommy's embarrassing?
Most of the time.
Most of the time what?
Well, when you dance or when you sing or when you talk about me on the radio or when you wear dumb outfits like that denim one piece that looks like a janitor suit or your high top sneakers.
Wait, hold on. Time. What? Stop.
Also, when you wear high socks with leggings, you don't scrunch them. They don't look right. You're wearing like high socks with musical notes. You don't even know how to play any instruments.
I do me. And I got those socks at a church charity event.
I mean, first of all, this is a lot.
This is eye-opening. Was this hard for you?
Okay. What's happening here? I thought I was like the cool. I'm the cool mom.
Yeah. When she first gave out the list, and you were like exasperated.
Right. She didn't even have to think about it.
You couldn't breathe. It was like somebody jumped on your chest.
And when you get angry in public.
I never get angry in public.
Nice.
Every now and then, I can see the wheels turning and your face turns a little red. It's a little embarrassing.
It's messed up.
Wow.
Messed up.
I love that the older she gets, the more truthful and honest she really is.
Yeah.
I want you to know that, Hayden, this is a safe space and you can share.
Yeah.
You can share here.
Yeah, Raven revels in it.
Mornings with Anna and Raven.
When was the last time you did a worm cleanse?
Oh, gosh. I don't even want to think about that. I mean, I've seen some terrible, terrible things online before, but I didn't want to believe that they were true.
Heidi Klum is doing a worm cleanse right now. I know a lot about it because my best friend Danielle has been talking about worms for months and months now.
What are we talking about here, Danielle?
So it started with my brother-in-law, and he suspected that he had a parasite for a long time, and he knew someone who went to this naturopath, and you hold these grounding rods, so you hold these things in your hand.
Oh, yeah.
He did it, and sure enough, he had parasites. 6 weeks later, guess what started coming out of him? Worms, like so many of them. Naturally, I made my whole family go.
She made a whole family go hold the electric rods in their hands.
Did they have worms or not?
Only one person, my husband. It was crazy.
All right. When you grab the rods, that's the same thing they do for like Scientology, which automatically means that these people are insane.
Go look it up.
I'm trying to get Anna to go right now.
She wants me to go so
badly.
That's
a great idea.
You should both go and hold the rods and see what it says.
I do want to go.
I mean, if they could bring it here, I guess.
The Anna and Raven Show.
I can listen with my kids.
Good morning.
I have never received so many messages. Who is the doctor? Mm-hmm. How do I find her? Dr. Carrie, how do you get worms out of people's bellies? And how do you tell people they do have worms?
This sounds disgusting.
So, generally speaking, first thing we look at symptoms. Most general practitioners do not test for parasites. And so what we do is we have a machine called the Syra. It's a bioenergetic frequency machine.
The rods. This is the rods.
It sounds fake. It immediately sounds like a theoretical spaceship. Say it again. What's it called?
A bioenergetic frequency machine.
That doesn't exist, Dan. It's
no. I told you. So when Danielle told me she did this, she was like, I just went in and I held the rods. And I'm like, and then
where
the magic
are the rods?
Rods.
Did you bring them?
I did not bring them.
Okay.
But basically what you do is you hold on to these things and it sends frequencies to your body for parasites, viruses, bacteria, toxicities in the liver or kidneys, anything like that.
So if you hit the right frequency, it pushes it out of the body. That's what you're telling me?
It sends it up the sensory nerves and gives a motor response. So if a cold breeze were to come by and you were to get, you know, goosebumps, it's because your body monitored it and gave a motor response back. Same thing happens, same reflex.
You are a real doctor, aren't you?
Yeah.
You are, right?
I am.
Okay.
I went to medical school
you went
and everything.
To doctor school?
I did.
Where they
all
make
the things
doctors?
I said to Danielle
registered.
When she told me.
Okay. Anna.
Am I going to get 700 emails?
Probably. Raven.
It should be said out loud that none of us are doctors.
The Anna and Raven Show.
I have been patiently waiting to show you this.
Okay.
Okay.
What's going on?
Woo! Yesterday, I get home And there are three boxes from Snapfish, and I had ordered our holiday cards for my family, and I had ordered the holiday cards for the show.
A tradition.
There should be two boxes, but there's three. I opened the boxes. Raven, in front of you, you have our Christmas card. I have left it up. I have instructed you, please, not to look at it.
Don't look at it. That's what you told me to do.
So now look at the front of the Christmas card.
Okay.
And it's basically the four members of our team, and we look like a Christmas tree, and it says teamwork makes the tree work. But this is where it gets fascinating. Raven, turn it over.
Oh, who are these people?
They misprinted our holiday cards.
Yeah.
So the front is normal us, but the back is an entire different family, and they give updates about everybody.
This isn't your family? This is nobody you know.
Nobody
so,
I know.
Okay, so I can say insulting things. I mean, here's the thing, is the letter where everybody gives you the update about what the family did this year.
They have big accomplishments.
I never believe these letters, but okay, apparently so, Max graduated from Tufts Dental.
Congratulations, Max. We're so proud of you.
Well done, Max.
Lily and Hoyt got engaged.
Yeah, that's nice. That's good news.
Yeah. Yep. CH is a sophomore at Castleton.
I mean, that doesn't sound like CH is doing much of anything. We're just, you know, kind of making something up.
Brett and Cheryl hit 60 in stride.
We could do the thing where you take the line and you draw it to the photo you think it belongs to. I think that one belongs to this one.
The couple
in
the corner.
There's a kid that's still only being loved by his grandma is CH because he's got the least going on.
Guys, we got to find the family. If you know this family, let them know that the Anna and Raven Show is looking for them because we have 100 misprints of their Christmas cards.
The Anna.
It's becoming increasingly more evident that I should not be allowed to cook for my family because I may or may not be poisoning them.
And Raven.
This is an adult birthday party. Let's get our party on.
Show.
We found them. Lily and Cheryl.
It was a crazy twist to my night last night. So I'm Lily, by the way. So I'm the one that's engaged.
Congratulations,
so,
Lily.
The photographer who did Hoyt and I's engagement photos and is doing our wedding, she followed you guys. And so she saw the reel and texted, "Your family is famous. What is going on?" And sent me the reel and was like, "They're trying to find you."
I'm assuming, Cheryl, your mom, right?
Yes.
Congratulations on hitting 60 in stride. You look fantastic.
Right. Doing really good.
You're killing me.
So first question here is, Lily, where's Hoyt?
Yeah,
why isn't Hoyt on this card?
So he is actually on the card twice. The big thing you guys missed is that's the back of our card.
Uh-huh.
So the front of our card, he is in both a picture of when he proposed to me and he is in the giant family photo. So I promise you, he is represented not once, but twice.
We're just going to have to take your word for it, Lily, because we have this
I'll send you the card,
which is
you
so
give me your
important.
Address and I'll mail you the card.
That's another question is, did you get a misprint or did yours show up perfect? Like, you had no idea of the show. You didn't get one with us on it, right?
Right. Ours are fine. Are we on the back of any other cards?
Right. You could be on the back of 50 people's cards for all you know. You could be everywhere. And if that happened, I'm just going to challenge Snapfish. Like, if you guys are on the back of like 50 different cards orders, they need to put you in a Super Bowl commercial.
Absolutely.
Like, I'm just going to say.
Yeah.
So, you know, we had some other questions here about the photos. We were really deducing things the best that we can, having not been to the holiday dinner table with you before. So, Brett and Cheryl, we took stride as being an entendre on the fact that you did some sort of walk or hike or something over here in your photo. Is that correct?
Yes. My husband is an identical twin. There were how many of us? Well, five that turned 60. So we were all up on at a family property up in Vermont. And we did kind of a quote triathlon.
So this is your property. Wait a minute. It looks like there's some sort of horse and like old timey thing going on here in the background. It looks like there's...
This is, it's called Lotus Lake Camps.
Uh-huh.
It's a summer camp program. It's 70 years old.
You have a summer camp at your family property.
That's amazing.
We are going to summer camp. This is crazy.
Wait, okay, and also congratulations to Max on graduating from Tufts Dental. That's fantastic. What's he going to do now?
Right. Where's the practice? What's he doing?
So he's doing a one-year residency, planning on coming back up to Maine when his residency is done this coming summer.
And what's going on with CH?
CH, his name is Charles Henry. He is a sophomore at Castleton. It is a college. He is a hockey goalie. And so there's a big picture of him on the front.
See, so, I mean, right. So he does have purpose, which is good because we were kind of worried for a minute.
Yeah.
We were like, CH.
He's important in the family,
CH
I promise.
Is still figuring it out. No, he's kind of like, we had to put him on the card. But, you know, grandma still talks to him. So here's his photo. Right. Put it on there. Well, we're glad.
Probably has the most friends out of all of us, to be honest.
Oh, there
he's a social butterfly.
Okay. Yeah.
I think we have to send producer Justin to your summer camp next year.
You guys want to come? You guys should come to the wedding in September.
Oh, my gosh.
There's nothing I would love more.
Stop it right now. What date?
September 26th of 2026.
Oh,
you guys
I'm free.
Can come
see Lotus Lake Camp.
Oh, I would love it.
Oh, it's at the camp. Oh, my gosh.
It's so good. It's everything I want in my life.
Deanna?
What's this? What's this? That's me dropping my mic. Boom!
And Raven?
I'm thinking you probably don't have any princess dresses in my size.
Show.